His friend, this year should be a special sukkos. Rabbi Marini Maraz Shiyichyu, Mordechai Leo Ben Yosef Halevi, Mordechai Moshe Yudim Ben Peshadina, Lili Nishmas Shlomo Ben Shimon, Lili Nishmas Arses Devas Rav Shmuel. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. The Gemara in Chulin and Afyur Amar Aleph says that if you shecht with a knife and the knife is found to be pagum, Rafuna says even if you're breaking bones all day with a knife, it's still pasul. You still assume that when you shechted, it was already pasul. It wasn't because you broke the bones afterwards; it was already pre-pasuled. Why? Chashin and Shema Bor Nifkema were afraid maybe it became pagum when it hit the ore, it hit the skin. Rav Chizda says no, it's kosher. Shema Betzim Nifkema, after the shechita, it hit a bone, and that's when it became pasul. Rafuna says it became pasul before the shechita, and the skin, that's what we're concerned about, and therefore it's pasul. And the Heilige Rav Chizda says, no, Shema Bo'or Nifkema, we don't have such a concern, we assume that it became pasul after a kosher shechita. Tosis asks there, in Dibur Maschil Sakin, what's the reason Rav Chizda was machshir, this Tarati L'Reyesa? What's the Tarati L'Reyesa? Two strikes against you. Number one, Behema B'chetzke Sisser. The animal has a cheskas iser, and the knife is blemished in front of you. The knife is no good right in front of you, and also the behemah is a cheskas iser. So that's two strikes against you. So how can we be matir? So Tosfos says, no. We have three sveikas, we have sveiki tuva, and therefore it's considered like a sveik sveika. Because maybe even when he shechted, as Tosfos says, maybe it became pogam after the shechita, and even if it became pogam before the shechita, maybe where he shechted, it was not in the makom apgam. It was away from where the knife was actually blemished. So that would make it beseder. So since you have a sveik sveika, memela, it's going to be kasher. That's the shita of Rav Chizda, according to Tosfos. So it seems to say here that sveik sveika is effective to be machshir, even though there's Tarati L'Reyesa Livso. The Sveik Sveika L'Hechsher is going to be effective even though you have two strikes against you to Pasul. The Taz Yeradeh Simen Kuf Yud discusses if Sveik Sveika is effective against the Chazak. It's a Lechor from Tosis. It's a Mashmah that it is, just like Sveik Sveika is effective against Tarati L'Reyesa, two strikes against you, it should also be effective against the Chazaka. So Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Gon Ruchem Shmulevitz Atzal, says, we've been going through his Chidushim in the Sefer Mayim Chayim on Meseches Mikvos, and this is recorded by his Talmud, faithful Talmud, Hagon Rav David Freiman Shlita. So he says, I want to be Mechalek between Tarati L'Reyesa and other Chazakas. Because by Tarati L'Reyesa, there's a Vaday Shinui. We just don't know when there was the shinui. For example, you have a mikvah shenimda that was measured in imtzah chaser. So you know one of two things happened. You know either the mikvah became chaser before the guy went in, and the guy remained tameh, so there's a shinui in the mikvah, or it became chaser after the guy went in, and the guy became tar, and there's a shinui in the gavra. You know there's a shinui. This is what he explains earlier on that was discussed previously. So that's Tarati L'Reyesa. So you know there was a shinui, you just don't know when the shinui occurred. So to Lagabe the knife, there's a suffix. If the knife was changed, if the status of the knife changed, it was a kosher knife, it became a non-kosher knife before the shechita, or no, the animal changed from Misr to Heter. Since we know there was a shinui, Sveik Sveik is going to be machri against the Tarati L'Reyesa, because the Sveik Sveik is mevarer that the behemoth was the one that changed and not the knife. So that's only when it comes to when Tarati L'Reyesa, when there's a vaday shinui, but not when there is a chazaka. Another Dechia says Reb Chaim, according to the Shach, Yardesim and Kufiot Kolei Svek Svekos Chofches, that three Svekas are definitely effective against the Chazakah. So here also, according to Tosus and Nida, Beis on the Beis, by a knife there are three Svekas. So for that reason, we go Lekula, even though there's Tarati Lareyasa, because even a Chazakah Gemura, a triple Suffek, is going to be effective. So those are the two Dechiyas of the Raya for the discussion of the Taz. Right, the Taz says that it discusses if Sveik is effective against the Chazaka. The Chara from Tosvi Varai that it is because it's effective against Tarati L'Reyes. And the answer is no. Either because Tarati L'Reyes is a Vade Shinoi, or because here you have three Sveikas, and that definitely works against the Chazaka. Moving right along, the Raman, the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, in Yeridayan Simon Aleph, Seif Aleph, writes in Batku Eze Shochedu Bodek, Venimsa She'eno Yodea. They checked a expert slaughterer, and they checked the Shechet, and it emerges that he doesn't know. If at one point he had a Kabbalah for Shechita, he could be a Shechet. We're not Matrif. We don't trafe up retroactively everything he Shechted, because we say Hashtahu de Isra. We say now it became there was a Reisa, as Makor as the Aguda. Who's Matir Mashishachar Ad Ata, Mitam Chazaka Demei Kara. So until now, you assume he was good. The Taz is Marichal Hakshos Al Divrei Aguda, and the Iker Kasha is that the Aguda learned this Heter from the Gemara in Chulin, where Chizda is Machshir when you shecht with a knife, and afterwards it became Pagum. So to hear the Shechit is Kasher, because you assume that it was kosher earlier, so it remained kosher. Frak the Taz, that Tosis they already asked from Nida, that if there's Tarati L'Reyasa, we don't go after the Chazaka. So here also, you can't bring this as a Raya, because Tosis there answered three kashas, and none of those terutzim are going to work for this shochet. So when can Rav Chisda go after the knife, where you have all the terutzim of Tosis to explain why you file the knife, even though the kashas of the knife, even though there's Tarati L'Reyasa, but none of Tosis' terutzim are going to work for the shochet who forgot his Hilchos Shechita? And Mimela, we cannot follow the Chazaka de Meikara, because Tosis there says that if you have a mikveh daf, that Tosis says there that a mikveh dafko, we say this because chaser vasoi, because it's gradual. So since it's gradual, we say that it happened earlier, since it's a gradual process. Now that you find it chaser, so it's gradual, you say that it started earlier, and it already became chaser earlier. Mashenkein, a sakin shenifgama, that's in a one shot, it's not gradual. So too, the shochet that forgot hilchos shechita, that's also gradual. So when do we pass the mikvah and when it's tarati l'reyasa, because like the Gemara says in Nida, chaser vasai. This shochet is also chaser vasai, so don't bring a raya to our case of the that has nothing to do with the case of the knife, but it has everything to do with the case of the shochet. So just like the mikvah's chaser v'asai, we pass it when we're not samech on the chazaka de meikara, so too this shochet was chaser v'asai, so we can't be samech on the chazaka de meikara. That's number one. Second teretz, a knife you could be mekel, because an etzem is vaday pogam. So therefore, if it hit the etzem, there's a vaday pagam. So that's more likely, so assume that's what happened. And mamela, we could be samech that when he did the actual shechita before it hit the bone, everything was cool, everything was kosher. But that teretz isn't shaykh by a shochet that forgot hilchas shechita, obviously. So again, we can't be samech on the chazaka to make kara. So, therefore, maybe the Aguda was samech on the fact that it's a sveik sveika. Safek shema yada hilchas shechita b'shah she'shachat. Maybe he already knew hilchas shechita when he shechted. And even if he forgot, nevertheless, shema shachat karoi. Maybe he shechted correctly, even though he didn't remember Hilchas Shechita. That's also Tamuah, because we paskin that you can only matir where he was Meshaber at Samos, because like we said in the previous shtickle, that there are three Sveikas. Tosfos says there are three Sveikas. But a Shochet who forgot Hilchas Shechita, there are only two Sveikas. And because of this, the Taz concludes and we ask Elam Afreya everything that he shechted. Not like the Aguda, and not like the Ramah. Very interesting question. Now we forgot Hilchas Shechita. Can we passel everything retroactively? So the Aguda and Ramah say no. The Taz says yes. So Rabbeinu Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wants to be Miyashiv the Aguda as follows. That we can say that here, the sveik is definitely going to help l'hakel. You don't even need three sveikas like you normally need in the case of the knife. The three sveikas work against the chazaka. Three sveikas work against harati l'reisa. Here you don't need three sveikas, because dafka by mikvah shenim zechaser, we can discuss ta'aser b'sveik sveika, since the chisar and amayim is something that passes the mikvah. And it's like a vaday psul, as long as the hechsher has not been clarified. Because if there's a lack of water, this lack of water vaday pasels. So if we haven't clarified certainly that there's a hechsher, it's no good. And a sveik sveika isn't going to be sufficient. And also by a knife, we can say that two sveikas aren't going to work against Tarati L'Reisa, because the pagam in the knife passels the shechita. Pagam passels the shechita, chisar and mayim passels the mikvah, but kabei shochet shochach ein ashichacha poselas es ha-shechita ela rak yotzeres sofek lifoneinu l'shemelo shemelo shachat karoi. There all we have is a suffix. Maybe he didn't shecht properly. There's no vada here. Maybe he forgot, but the shechita was still a good shechita. And this is similar to what we discussed in a previous shir, but that's Rashi Benida. We had an amazing shir where we discussed Rashi, that according to the Rabbanan, if you're Torah miyayin v'nimtza chometz lo mahani haresa la shvuyi vade teva. If you thought you were taking from a barrel of wine, it turns out that it was vinegar, so it's not effective to make it vade teva, because in theory you could be mafrish mi chometz al yayin. And it's only because of his toes that he thought it was wine, ein shruma so truma. So he said only where there's a direct hit against the hafrasha, then we say that it's no good l'mafreya. But here it wasn't the chometz itself, it was his das. So that doesn't create Vaday Tevel. It still remains Begeder Suffolk, and we were Marich in a Shir there. It's recorded for all to hear. So, a lack of water is a direct hit on the Chazakah and the Kashrus. A second pogrom is a direct hit on the Kashrus. But here, no. The Shechita was a good Shechita, and the Shechicha is something else. It could be he was Shochet Kedin even. So therefore, we're not going to pass all the Shechitas Lamafreya, even though there's a Tarati Lareyasa. It's only a Suffolk Yisr. So therefore, if you have this Chazaka de Meikara that originally he knew, and therefore maybe he knew when he shechted. And even if he didn't know, maybe the Shechita was kasher. So we can go Likula. Because there's no Vadai, even if you hold the Tarati L'Reyasa. Makes a Vadai, which we discussed in previous Shiurim. Right, so here you would have the Tarati L'Reyasa that... right now he doesn't know, and the animal had a cheskas iser. So even normally hold tarat the reis and makes a vadai, here it doesn't, because here the reis doesn't pass of the shechita b'taras vadai. Here his lack of knowledge doesn't pass of the shechita b'taras vadai. So therefore, it's more kal. So this will be a suffix, l'kulei alma. So that's the way we're going to deal with the aguda. We're going to allow the sveik sveik el hakel to work, because it's only when it's going to be a vadai, a bad knife vadai pasel shchita, a bad mikvah, a lacking mikvah vadai pasels. Their sveik sveik isn't effective. But here shechicha doesn't vadai. Doesn't Vade make the Shechita not a good Shechita? So that would be defense. And this is a very, very interesting sugya, so I'm hoping that we're able to return to it, and also to continue in our study of Chaim's amazing chidushim on mikvos and other svarim that we've been learning. And we should be zocha lomodu lelamed lishma v'las l'chaim's kol deris samu terasu b'hava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.